You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Before we get into all of that, let's look at how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Sanlam, a private wealth, Nick Kunz, to take a look at the market movements of the day. Nick, lovely to speak to you again. We had a good start to the week. We had a good end to last week. And today just seems like midweek reversals definitely came in.
Yeah, evening, Jimmy. Evening to your listeners. Yeah, spot on there. It just seems like we're running out a little bit of steam, as you said. Had a really good few sessions. And then ahead of what I think you mentioned on your intro, ahead of tonight, a couple of big central bank decisions, including our own Saab tomorrow, market just, just treading a little bit of water. And in fact, if you drill down into the volumes today, we did about $15.5 billion. Give that a perspective, we're normally averaging 20 to 25. So really, I think a lot of investors just sitting on their hands and waiting this week.
There were a couple of data points that came out today as well, Nick. UK CPI, European CPI, mm-hmm. South African CPI. So a lot of data for the markets to digest, in addition to, of course, that big FOMC rates announcement that we're expecting in a couple of hours.
Yeah, so if you look down at the CPI number, those PPI numbers and the CPI numbers here in South Africa, you know, these are all your sort of inflation prints that the central banks really sort of watch, and that's been the general sort of rhetoric from the central banks the last few years, is fighting this inflation curse. But it's come down significantly, Jimmy. I mean, look at our CPI, for example, now sitting at 4.4% year on year. Market was looking for about 4.5%, and those who sort of follow the markets realize this is slightly less than the 3-6% sort of halfway band that our Saab is looking for. So certainly going in the right direction. And you know, Mr. Kanyagi and his team obviously looked at this, and they're going to take a look favorably on this the softer inflation number.
Nick, when we look at the markets locally, at least today, we look at resources. They had 4 days of really, really good recoveries. It looks as though we've kind of broken that 4-day streak with the negative performance today. But is this kind of just markets saying we've run for a little bit of time, there must be some cooling off? Or is there a genuine concern that we might get a surprise either from the Fed or from the Saab, or are markets concerned about anything?
Well, I mean, if you look at some of these, you mentioned the platinum and the miners and the PGM space. I mean, if you look at what some of these counters have done the last week or two, I mean, some of them are up, you know, almost a third, you know, 30-odd%. You know, so you understand, you're going to give a little bit back at some point. You can't, you know, continuously grind higher. And I think we saw that today. And I mentioned the volumes. I wouldn't read too much into it. Are there going to be some surprises? I'm not sure. You know, you've got to keep an eye on this dollar. Everything's about the dollar at the moment. And the rand, we haven't even spoken about that, you know, under 17.60 at the moment. That is also a bit of a weaker dollar, sort of knocking around that parity level at the dollar index. So it's all about what happens to the Fed tonight, 8 o'clock, for those who are interested, you know, depending how big that rate cut's going to be. 0.25% already priced in. Markets looking for, some market watchers talking about a 50 basis point cut from the Fed tonight.
Nick, we saw financial sector stocks in South Africa performing quite positively, and typically when we kind of go into these uncertain times, your financial sector stocks, your banks sort of come across as the defensive stocks, and markets kind of go there because where the interest rates go up or down, the banks are kind of insulated from that. How are we reading just the expectations around the rate cuts? Are you seeing 50 basis points from your side? You think 25% is more realistic? What does it look like?
So, I mean, it is a tricky one. I mean, and to your point, Jimmy, I mean, financials tend to sort of lead markets. They're really good leading indicators. And our banks have been pretty decent. I mean, a soggy sort of day like today, and Standard Bank's actually in the green quite nicely, 240 at the moment, 240 rand a share. You know, our banks are well capitalized. They're not expensive. They're giving some nice dividend yields. So you understand where the flows go. And again, to your point, you know, a little bit of defensive play. What is the Saab going to do tomorrow? It's a tricky one. You know, I could argue at length and why they could easily do 50 basis points. You know, going from 8.25% to 8%, on an interest rate cut, it's not really going to move the needle. And if you look at those inflation numbers today, and you look at where our sort of 10-year bond is, you know, sitting around about 9%, I mean, that's giving real rates at 4%. That puts us as one of the most expensive sort of places in the world with real rates. I think they could go for more, but you know, MPC is notoriously hawkish, so I don't think they're gonna, they shake things up too much. Probably a quarter.
Probably 25 basis points from that perspective. What does that then mean for the outlook for some of the other sectors going into the rest of the year? Are you feeling that we might see some optimism from the likes of our retailers as we sort of see consumer spend potentially increase, or we see consumer sentiment sort of relax or take a bit of a breather from all the stress and tension it's been under?
Yeah, but if you look at that consumer number, the confidence number that came out yesterday, it was still negative, but it was certainly moving in the right direction. So, looking okay. In general, though, I definitely feel like there's definitely a little bit of a positive tailwind to the markets. You've got to look at the two things. Look at the Rand dollar as a barometer, Jimmy, and also look at the 10-year notes. Both of that with money coming into those two asset classes, which does bode well. And then looking at the broader market, the retailers, the general SA Inc. also getting a positive tailwind. And then also don't underestimate load shedding for these businesses. Someone like ShopRite spent, I think, 900 million rand on diesel last financial year. And so far in the last 3-4 months, they've spent nothing. It's straight to the bottom line. So that's also very, very positive for these retailers.
So lots to be optimistic about at this stage. Nick, what are you optimistic about? Are there any particular sectors you are liking at the moment?
So I continue to favor that sort of SA Inc. space. So, there is, as Transnet slowly, I believe, coming right, as we've already spoken about Eskom, these miners tend to be, looking a little bit okay with the PGM space. I think the more sort of the industrial sector, I think, is due a little bit of love. I think this it's had a bit of a bounce. I think it can do more. And on a relative basis, if you had to sort of compare us with our emerging market peers, South African markets, South African shares still looking a little bit on the cheaper side. So I do think if the good news continues and we still have this optimism flowing, I think the industrials have quite a bit more upside. And also, just to finish up, Jimmy, you forget we've had 10 years of going sideways, 3-4 months of getting it right. Don't jump out yet. There's still quite a bit left in this, I think.
it's very soon. It's too soon to get overly excited. Really. We've got to stay cautious about these things. Nick, what about the Rand? Can we be optimistic about the Rand? I saw it closer to that 1750 level. We've had analysts say we might even get to 17 or even 1682. How are we feeling about the Rand?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. If you look at a relative basis, and all we can do is compare it to the peers, and so the Fed might surprise with a bigger rate cut. And in general, our real rates are far too high. But saying that, they are going to be cautious on their rate cutting. So I think we are still going to get those flows. And it's also a big, big demand for the South African government bonds coming from offshore, looking very attractive with our dollar-denominated debt, our rand-denominated debt. We don't have dollar-denominated debt as much. So that's also a positive. So I think you could see this rand strengthen back towards 17 or just under 17 in the near term, definitely.
Cautious optimism. It's all in the data and it's all in the information that's going to come out. Thanks so much for the time, Nick. We'll leave it at that. That's Nick Kunz, Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, joining me to reflect on the market movements as well as what the market might be thinking at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.